Hey, thanks. Thank you guys for coming down tonight for our athletic banquet. Have your attention, please. I can't believe how fast this year has gone by. Summer's right around the corner. Graduation's a short week away. This has been a great year for Dominican athletics. We've had two Coaches of the Year awards, three CalPAC championships, three CalPAC Players of the Year, 23 All-Conference players, 27 NEI Academic Scholar athletes. Give yourself a hand for that. Good job. And one thing I always like to do when I start a banquet is give the thanks to people that I need to give thanks to at the beginning, because if I wait until the end, invariably I forget. So I want to thank the following people for their roles in athletics this year. Starting with Dr. Chris Leeds, our FAR, sitting here. Dr. Chris Leeds, good job this year. Also, I'd like to thank Stuart Horn, voice of the Penguins, Patrick Huser, Brandon Davis, all of our DU coaches, Ian Tonks, and also, last but not least, all our student athletes who made this such a great season for Dominican sports. Give yourself a big hand. At this time, I'd like to introduce our Master of Ceremonies, Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins. Stuart.
All right, thank you, Roger. Good evening, folks. This is going to be a great night. Roger said, my name is Stuart Horn, the radio voice of the Penguins for the last 8 years. You know, each year, thousands of people tune in to DU Radio to hear the play-by-play of our different athletics teams. And it's our intention that once the Field of Dreams is built, we'll have the technological facilities to be able to broadcast live events from Forest Meadows, including soccer, tennis, and lacrosse. The matter of the fact is that besides the electronic facilities needed to broadcast these matches, it takes a dedicated group of broadcasters to make it all happen. Therefore, I invite you, the student athletes, to participate in broadcasting those sports that you do not play. For instance, if you're a soccer player, but you know something about or have a passion for lacrosse, you might want to work with us in developing a consistent lacrosse radio show for DU home games. So this is open to all the student athletes. For us to expand and broadcast those other sports, we simply need more people. If you're interested in working with our radio team, please talk to me after tonight's festivities, and we can set something up for next season. First off, I'd like to say before we get to dinner and the awards presentation that, as Dr. Fink mentioned a couple of weeks ago at the Hall of Fame award ceremony, he gave a special round of applause to the student athletes. Because for all the work that you guys do, for the getting up in the morning and the working out and the constantly attending practice and classes and your academic responsibilities along with your responsibilities to your coaches and your teammates and so forth, the DU athletes actually have a higher cumulative GPA than the rest of the student body. So how about a round of applause for you guys? Go in the extra mile. A quick shout out to Bon Appetit for supplying tonight's tremendous meal. Would all the seniors here tonight please stand now and be recognized? Just all the seniors, just up. This is it. It's been a pleasure working with all of you. And seniors, please stay up because you will be the first in line for the food tables. But it's a real pleasure to have been calling you guys the last 4 years while here in Dominican. This has been great. All the seniors first in line, the rest of us will follow up, and as we get into dinner, we'll have the awards presentation. Seniors first, thank you. All right, folks, we'll get started with the awards part of the banquet tonight. The first coach to come up I had the honor of calling the play-by-play on his 100th win at Dominican. The only guy who's been here longer than I have. Coach John Brooks of the soccer team.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, congratulations to all our sports teams, student athletes here, for a great year. We really are proud of you for your contribution this past year, and thank you very much for it. Men's soccer team 2007 wasn't one of the greatest or most successful teams. Seasons that we had in terms of wins and losses, but it was very successful in gaining experience, especially for the number of freshmen who started last season. We learned a lot last year, and I'm hoping we'll put this experience to use and show our potential this coming fall. So our award, first award, which is the most improved player. I'm going to give this to Phil Sabalucci. Sabalucci is a senior and he's shown consistent improvement each year. Last season he became a regular starter. This season I hope he starts and actually scores a goal. Coach's Award, we'll go to Brandon Romeo. Coach's Award is given because the coach recognizes a certain quality or behavior in a player. I've seen good things in Brandon this last season, and I'm looking for a big season to have them coming up. So congratulations, Brandon. Most valuable player will go to Anthony Uros. And Anthony is someone I've known and coached since he was 10 years old. His style of play, his attitude has not changed one bit. He's got a kick-ass attitude, no nonsense. And he has one more year to do it because he's a senior. However, I should say that he's met his match when he challenged me to an arm wrestling contest. So you can see what happened. Last but not least, I just want to say a big thank you to my seniors. I've got two of them sitting there. Sergio and Patrick, thank you for 4 great years. I hope you go on and make a lot of money and donate it back to Dominican. And also I want to say thank you to our athletic trainer sitting over there, Jesse Mazza, for taking care of our injuries and rehabbing. So thanks, Jesse. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Brooks. Next up would be women's soccer. Oh, yes. You have a special announcement to make? Ladies and gentlemen, a special announcement to proceed.
All right. We just wanted to say thanks to Jesse and everybody else who's supporting us. But especially to Brooks, we had a hard season this year, and we had a lot of injuries. And I just want to thank Brooks for not giving up on the season. So, thanks, Brooks.
Next with the women's soccer presentation, Coach Delano. One of the CalPAC coaches of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, and first and foremost, I want to say congratulations to all the graduating seniors from our athletic department. You guys have been fantastic. Jay, And I'm really proud of you guys, and best of luck to everybody. So I want to start out first by kind of giving talking a little bit about 2007 women's soccer. We had 9 players make all conference, whether it was first team, second team, or honorable mention. First team, we had Ellie Mendez, Blair Fleming, and Bridget Folon. Second team, we had Stacey Krikorian, Alicia Paulson, Kelly Mira. And honorable mention, we had Christine Coleman, Michelle Mason, and Nicole Jackson. And I think it's important to realize that 5 of them are underclassmen, which, for a freshman, I should say. So things look bright for us in the future. We went 9-4-2 overall this past season. We went 5-0-1 in conference to get our first Cal Pac Conference Championship since 2000. So it was a heck of a year. And I think when we look back, our first game of the year, we played number 16 in the nation, Vanguard University, and we upset them 2-1. So that makes 2 years that the program has upset a national ranking opponent. So the first award that I want to start with tonight is when we inherited the soccer program a couple years ago. Last year we named an award in honor of one of our players, and we call it the Marsha Bonomi Award. And basically, it's kind of a coach's award, so to speak. Marsha didn't get a lot of playing time her first year. She walked onto the program when we were looking for bodies, and she just did a fantastic job as time went on. And the award is about tremendous work ethic, positive attitude, a commitment to the team, a commitment to themselves to get better. And the recipient this year is Leah Fleming. Next up, based on the fact that we had 9 freshmen this year, I thought it was important that we do a Freshman of the Year Award. And the Freshman of the Year Award, this person was Cal Pac Player of the Week. They were Region 2 Offensive Player of the Week. And for all you guys who know, it's tough for us to get a Region 2 award considering most of those go to the GSAC. She led the conference in goals with 11, and she had 2 assists on the season. And I can't say enough good things about it. And I think she's going to be a future leader of the program. And I'm just blessed that I can work with her for another 2 years. Bridget, come on up. And then Team MVP will be the final award that we have tonight. And this person was a 2-time Cal Pac Player of the Week. She had 8 goals and 6 assists on the year. She was Conference Player of the Year. She also had 3 game-winning goals on the year. I think the biggest thing about this person is that she's only a sophomore and that she's going to be here for another 2 years. And she's a very talented kid in the classroom and on the field. Ellie Mendez. And then in closing, I just want to say thanks to the whole athletic department, everyone that's been around the whole year, Roger, Rosie, FAR, whoever you are, and all you guys who have been part of the staff for supporting all of us. And then Jesse, thanks a lot, man, for keeping us healthy. I appreciate it. Thanks, Coach. Next up is our volleyball coach of the Cal Pac Champion 2000 volleyball team, Roger Goodwin, our venerable AD as well.
Thank you, sir. Again, I want to start with thanking the following people for making my life run a little bit easier and a positive experience. I always like to say that either you're going to have a positive experience, you're going to have a learning experience. I don't believe in negative experiences, so learning is what you want to do, and that's why you're at the Dominican. But following people again, helped me out a lot this season. Started with my assistant coach, John Nation, and Jerry Wagner, who unfortunately can't be here for the coaching club volleyball tonight. So it didn't make it, unfortunately. Also, I want to thank my team captains, and they really did a really good, outstanding job. Again, pouring a lot of activities for our team, in our fundraising effort for our trip to Hawaii to play a couple of the PacWest teams, which hopefully will be playing at the NAPA League, all of our teams here. I can tell you, it is a step up competitive level, but we were right there, point by point, with the teams of Hawaii Pacific and University of Hawaii Hilo, who won the PacWest Conference Championship. We lost six games, so four of them were decided by 3 points or less. So we were right there with them on their home turf. So hopefully we'll get them over on our side of the continent here in California and get a chance to play them again in the future, as well all the teams here in Dominican. Again, it is a step up in competition, so hopefully you guys prepare yourself physically and mentally for that challenging future that we need. Also, and lastly, I'd like to thank my team. It's a great group of girls to work with, from top to bottom. I always like to tell my team my favorite time of the day is when I walk into the gym, get away from the computer, the desk, the paperwork, and get a chance to work with you. I got 2 hours of enjoyment, and I love the process. The practice is just as much as the competitions. Okay, for volleyball, real briefly, it was a banner year for us. We did, as mentioned before, put up a banner on the wall of co-champions this year in CalPAC, along with the Holy Name University. We had also the CalPAC Player of the Year, Gabby Decora. We had the CalPAC Freshman of the Year, Brooks Mingle. And we had three players make the All-Conference team, which would be the third and Laurel Grant here. So it was really good to see from an award standpoint. For us. Okay. So we have three awards to present. First award, I'd like to call my team captains up here. This award is called the Captain's Award, and it was selected by our team captain, so I'd like them to present this award to the deserving player here, Bridget, and the name of the team.
Whenever I asked us to pick the captain's award, it took us about 10 seconds to choose this girl. She is supportive of every single person on this team, probably 110% of the time. She's someone who always has a good attitude, and it's really difficult to keep a positive attitude the whole time, but this person does a really good job of it, I feel. She also started out a little better at first and kind of changed positions to make her feel better, to be more effective, and to really help out about that. And so we want to feel really stuck as well.
Guys, next award goes to the Most Improved Player Award. And at the addition, I tell the person who receives the Most Improved Player Award is that we were really bad to start out the season. But that's not necessarily the case. There's different degrees of bad. And you made significant improvement. This was, in particular, this player improved very dramatically from her sophomore season to her junior season. Went from a non-starting position to a starting position, and strong contributor to our team's success this year, winning the CalPAC. I'd like to present this award to Garcelle Sanders. Finally, our last award, as they say in basketball, pretty much a slam dunk. This is our most valuable player award, and this player is also the CalPAC Player of the Year, Gabby Decora. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Robin. Coach, you said we were co-champions. Who was the other team? Holy Names? Never heard of them. Okay. Thank you, Roger. Next up, the coach of men's basketball. You know, besides being the coach of the year, in 2003 when we won our first basketball championship, and Coach Tavani was one of our defensive coaches at the time, Immediately following that game, and I brought this up to him many times over the years, I ran up to him with a microphone and I said, is this the beginning of a dynasty? And he said, you know, I hesitate to say that. But in fact, it really was. Because here we are, another awesome team, coach is still in place. Coach Shivani, if you would, please. Coach of the year.
I'm not going to correct Stuart about the game. First of all, thank you. We have a great athletic staff here, and from Ian, Roger, Dr. Leach, who keeps my guys shirt, Jesse, who keeps them on the court, and thanks, Jesse. You didn't yell at me more than 4 or 5 times, so I appreciate that. But he does a great job for us. So, and I'd also like to thank my assistants. Lee Creason, John Parker, Brandon Davis, Jeff Stanley, do a great job, and believe me, our success is really you know, because of what they do, and we spend a great deal of time at it, so I want to thank them also, I want to thank my guys, because obviously we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the athletes. In my case, we would certainly have done what we could do if they had to put in the time and giving up themselves as they have. So I want to thank them for that. Also want to recognize that we're going to lose 3 guys, Nate Rogoff, a 4-year guy here, played on 3 championship basketball teams here at Dominican. Scotty Shelton, who's also leading, played on 2 championship teams here at Dominican, and then Todd Bergman, who played for us this past year and leads with 1 powerful championship. So congratulations, guys, and I know that they're going to go on and do great things, and we'll all be proud of them as I am today. We had a good year. You know, we won a CalPAC championship, and when you win a championship, it's a good year. I don't think we had a great year. I don't think anybody at this table is necessarily satisfied with where we finished, especially the way that we finished. And what's exciting is that we have 15 of these guys back again, and we're looking forward to bigger and better things next year. So I think we're all dedicated to that. I think we learned from our mistakes last year, as athletes do. And we're hoping that we'll be here again putting another banner up, but also having made a trip back east to the national tournament. That's our goal. I'd also like to thank those, and I know athletes generally support other athletes. And I want to thank all of you here who did come to our basketball game to support our team. I want to thank all of you, but I want to give special thanks to the lacrosse guys for their efforts at creating an atmosphere that was really special. And I think that that's the kind of thing that we would like to have, obviously, all the time at every game. But I want to thank you guys for your efforts here. We had the MVP of the conference this year, Adam Chavez. We had Ari Ivankov, who was an all-conference guy. And we also had Mike Wells, who was the freshman of the year. All of them are obviously coming back. So again, as I said, we are looking forward to bigger and better things in the future. This first award, by the way, these awards were all selected by the players. So I think it's really special when your teammates decide that this is an award that you deserve. I will say that with one exception, there were no unanimous choices, but there were clear cut winners. And the reason I think it's important to understand that there were no unanimous choices and why that's important is because there were several people who could have in fact, won this first award, which is the most improved player award. But again, I think it's important to also know that your teammates, selected you as the most improved player this year. This goes to Ryan Chanel. I'd like to give that to him one more time. This award for the team's most inspirational player
Anybody who came to watch our games could probably have selected this win. And I can't say enough about this guy. He's involved in athletics for exactly the right reason. He's going to be a great advocate for not only athletics, but we're all going to be proud of this Dominican graduate. In years from this Scott Schultz. And finally, our most valuable player, again selected by the team, but also selected by the rest of the Cal Packers, Adam Schultz. He wanted to talk a little bit, but I said, no, we don't have time. So. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Coach. Now with the Women's Basketball Awards, Coach Brianna Chambers. Here she comes, Coach.
My first season here, I had 2 weeks of preseason with my team. We were a lot like the Bad News Bears that year. We were finished with a record of 1-11. Last season, we finished with a record of 7-7, beating a lot of teams that had succeeded us the year before. So at the end of last season, I was very optimistic about my third season. Very excited about our depth, our experience. The guys we had coming back, the guys we had coming in. And then we had transfers, and then we had guys quitting, and then we had grade problems, and then we had injuries, and so on. And all of a sudden, our numbers, what was a positive, became yet another negative. And it really hurt us again this year. And, ultimately, decided our overall record was good. And I think there's a lot of positives we can take. We beat San Jose State, we beat Pepperdine, we beat Humboldt State, and we beat Grantham University. But I think the biggest positive we can take from the season of the team is that we played St. Mary's College, our Bay Area rival, a team that beat us 18-3 2 years ago. And we turned that around this year and beat them 11-5. So it really showed our progress and where we're headed with this program. We're only one of three varsity programs in the state. And in another year or two, we're going to be only the second NCAA Division II program. And, we actually stole a recruit last week from NDAU, which is that program. And we also lost one. One of them said that the reason we chose NDAU was because of the campus. Well, I became very curious about their campus, so I drove down there to take a look. And, we don't need someone that deluded at our program. So the future is very bright. We are blessed with the best assistant coaching staff in the state. Mike Tennessee, Tim Booth, and Mike Bolton, they're all the wealth of knowledge. They bring it to the field every day. They love to teach. And, they did a great job for us this year. I'd like to thank Roger. I'd like to thank Ian Palm, Chris Leeds, Jesse, Marianne, Patrick Huser, Mike Ruff, all, great people, and also my fellow coaches. It's just a pleasure to share time with you all every day. My first award is Most Improved Award, and that's never easy for a team that's, growing so quickly and then having so many guys who are improving so quickly. And that actually came down to a three-way tie. I was talking to Coach Hennessy about this, and we decided to give it to the one of the three we felt worked the hardest. And once we thought about it that way, it became very easy. This guy is lifting, he's running, he's listening every day at practice, and he does everything that we tell him to do. And I'd like to give this first award, Most Improved Award, to Josh McKay. Called Mr. Consistent. I don't believe in giving MVP awards. We're a team. We win as a team, lose as a team, that old cliche. But this award was actually pretty easy for me. This award goes to a guy who not necessarily our best player, in some respects he was, but every day in practice he was performing, he was working hard, he was getting better. And in every single game he played, he was that guy we knew was going to get us 4 or 5 points a game. And he switched positions early in the season from midfield to attack due to a hamstring injury. And we thought it might have, it might slow his progress, but all it did was, show us that that's where he should be. And he did a great job, and he's one of our captains as a sophomore. And there's not too many captains as a sophomore, so I think it says a lot about him as a person. And I think it helped mature him this year. And we're having a young program that's really going to help mature our program for the future. So Mr. Consistent is Mr. Lawrence Nardi.
award. My dad actually came up with this award for my high school program. He created an award called the Never Quit Award. And I think that's important for any sport. And this, again, was an easy decision for me. Might get a little choked up in a second talking about this guy. He is everything you want in a player. He's one of our captains. He's got diabetes. He almost didn't play this year for silly reasons, and then the Powers of the Sea decided to let him play. I couldn't have been more happy. But, when you have diabetes, I don't know much about it myself, but I know that your levels are high, your levels are low, and when your levels are off, you start to lose steam, you start to hunch over, you start to shake, and, we were going sprints and practice, and next thing I know, he's face down on the ground. I think most people would have said, hey, coach, my levels are off, I need Gatorade, I need whatever it is that he needs to eat or drink to get himself right. He never said anything. In part, I just kind of made me want to kill him sometimes, because we'd rather have him alive and out of shape than, dead and in shape. But he is, I've run through a brick wall, I jumped in front of the car for this guy, and I know he would do the same for me. And the Never Quit Award, which, by the way, will henceforth be known as the Jesse Copeland Never Quit Award. Jesse Copeland. Next up is the softball awards. No other coach has been shuffled around from field to field like Coach Herman. I think in the history of collegiate athletics. And no one will welcome the Field of Dreams as much as he will. He's a man about all, but soon to have him. Coach Herman.
We got 2 hours left at home, and then there's a team that's actually back there. I should go ahead and say, young man, maybe you might remember the Jim Edmonds story. And then he was completely horizontal back to the field, and he was dying to step back to him, step back to him, and then he was like that. That was one of many things that I have to make sure. You don't know, you have to take these ways into when they all make sense. And sometimes that is the recognition. To have somebody who can do that and make a great sacrifice on top of that, it puts you in some support for the team. Move in the court. We have moved. But when you're in a you're still there, it's the unwillingness. It's what you need to have that continuing. And it wasn't really about him. He made so many fantastic plays for us, but we were standing up the other end of the just one thing. Another second and third, 29 to second and third. Ground ball up the middle, and these guys just ball up the middle. Anybody can do that. It's getting up and making the throw is really fantastic. The Moose did a fantastic job for us all year long, and the goal is going to be great. For those of you who don't know, it's Amber Smith. As a team, we try to pursue a relentless style of play. And at the end of every game, all of us are playing to say, you know, that good team plays and respect them. And I want them to think about that before we play tomorrow. The other player on this team is the very embodiment of relentlessness. Whether the ball goes narrow, front of her, behind her, sideways, near the fence, over the fence, it doesn't matter. Then you can run for it. If all those weapons get down, and all of a sudden he comes flashing into nowhere. If you tell him to go down, then it's high shadow and a very easy thing. You just try to get out. And also, Spencer, this doesn't back down. She's lost several of those battles in the countries that she just keeps coming and trying to make sure one of the battles is good. But she's a force with the force of her option. She's the same offensively as the past year. She's on the basis of that, she's getting through that. So I remember the word goes to good news for you.
Thank you. Thank you.